This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yay, yay, yay! Hey, hey, yay, yay! What do you say we do another day? Very poetic this morning,
you
ladies.
You are filled with poems today. Well, that was impressive, yeah.
That's because we have Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Jay is in Nashville. Doug's on the farm. And I want to know what Go Puff is. She's just talking about Uber's latest delivery service partnership, and it's with GoPuff. How many people know? We know what DoorDash is, right? Heard of Instacart, but GoPuff. What is GoPuff? It's supposed to be a delivery service, your groceries, right?
No, I just stand by my original thing. It's the big marshmallow dude from Ghostbusters.
Oh, the Puffmeister. Isn't it like, mm-hmm. So if you think it's like DoorDash, then it must be like a weed delivery service, right?
Well, I hadn't even thought about that, and I should be because our first store is opening this week, and they have
Go
a delivery
Puff,
service.
There you go, Doug.
Attached
is
to it.
Food, alcohol, and snack delivery.
Really? Alcohol. So I thought that, is that legal in California?
It's legal everywhere now for the most part. I think
delivery
COVID
alcohol
has changed. Yeah, COVID's changed a lot of rules, I think. So in California, you can get delivery of alcohol, but you have to accept it as a 21-year-old person. You can't just, like, hand it to a child or leave it on
the doorstep. When you come to the door, they ask you to certify you're 21?
Yeah, you have to show your ID.
Man. Oh, do you? Oh, okay. So that's an interesting. Okay, well, this is sort of what I like about it. The reason that I'm bringing this up is because as much as I'm, you know, me, I'm not a cheerleader for any party, for any politician. I'm a cheerleader for us getting even with the Chinese government, that's for sure. But other than that, there is a lot of stuff that is distracting or detracting from most of these guys and women as well. But Biden has said that he wants to break up the monopolies. And this new commissioner, his name is Lina Khan, she's at the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, says that her first job is to look at things like this, where Uber is trying to wrap everything all up into one house. You know, that's what Apple does, that's what Google does, that's what Amazon does. They're all trying to do the same thing. So these people want to put a stop to it. And where I see it being most laudable is when it comes to the food chain. And you've heard me make no small case for busting up the big food giants. Every day I tell you a different story. I think earlier this week I mentioned that 84% of all the groceries in the regular grocery stores around the country are controlled by four companies. That's it. It's corporate agri-food. And it's chaos for the people down on the farm. Because down on the farm, they're really growing good food for the most part. And these people are deciding what you get to eat. That's, I'm talking about the big corporate agribusinesses. Those CEOs, they're the ones who are figuring out what they want to grow, who gets the seeds, and what you eat. And so that's not the way America is supposed to be. That's not the way we're supposed to have supply chains. And that's what Biden is getting in the middle of. And so that's a good thing. You know how much money the corporate industrial agriculture spent last year on lobbying? Ladies, what do you think? Take a guess.
Oh, gosh. Corporate agriculture?
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yeah.
I guess would have been way off.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I was thinking like hundreds of thousands.
No. $2 billion. $2.2 billion lobbying. And that also brings up something when you get right down to it. Never mind the food supply. So if they're spending that kind of money on food, what are they spending on everything else? What are the people who want to develop electric cars spending to lobby Congress and the government to pass things? Do you realize what a bonanza these people that are senators and congressmen have going for them? Because most of the stuff that they get in their campaign treasury, they can figure out how to use for themselves or their families. sooner or later. There's some stuff that's become illegal, but not really. They can get around it. So all these people spending all this money to influence, in this case, what you eat, what you drink, what you drive, all of these things are all being...
And don't
even
think for a minute that it's by accident that we're pushing so hard for these vaccines. Big Agra feeds Big Pharma. Big Pharma owns Big Agra. It's this vicious circle. They make money by giving us terrible food to keep us
sick.
It's an ongoing business.
Yep, that's what it is. Okay, so there's something else going on that precludes the discussion, but I think we need to spend a minute or two on this, the defunding the police stuff, Jennifer and Jay. Apparently, the Votorama that's gone on this week, the senator from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville, you know him, Jennifer, yeah?
Yeah.
He wanted to put the Senate Democrats on record with regard to defunding the police. Do you know, this is part of the budget amendment, I think, isn't it? What's the story?
Well, yeah, so they call it the Votorama. So literally
the
Sounds
like going to a drive-in theater. Come to the Votorama!
To put through this reconciliation bill, which is gigantic, $3.5 trillion just for reconciliation. And essentially, the headline on CNN the other day was, Blueprint to Transform America Passes Key Senate Hurdle. Because these are really socialist policies that are being rolled out. I mean, I don't know that our country comes back from it in any big way. I don't know if capitalism comes back from it in any big way. I mean, you put people down this path, it's hard to reverse. And so in doing this, the Republicans, who are smart, thought it would be great since they're pushing this through without one Republican vote.
Are you saying all Republicans are smart or the Republicans who are smart?
Actually, as I said, this were a couple of Republicans who are smart. Not all of the Republicans are smart.
Smart, right. Okay.
No, but a couple of smart Republicans said, well, if we're doing this anyway, we're passing it through. Not one Republican voted for this reconciliation bill. It's that bad. Mm-hmm. And you know Republicans love to vote for money spending.
Right.
So nobody votes for it. So they put them on record with this Votorama. So they get them on record to vote for critical race theory, abortion. What did you just say? You said it was something else. Defunding the police.
Yeah.
All of these controversial issues they bring up as part of the Votorama argument before they actually vote on passing the reconciliation bill out. So a lot of smart Republicans decided to ask for votes so that they could get people on the record commenting on one side or the other. So at least you know where people stand. I mean, that's maybe one little silver
lining. I want to know where they stand when it comes to China. I want to know where
Nobody
they stand when it comes to food. I'm going to go back to where I was for just a moment here. Not that I want to make this.
Before you do, but I just want to say how scary that is.
The
fact that no one will talk about China.
About China.
That to me tells me that they are all owned by China.
We're done. Cooked.
Right?
Our goose is cooked. We've let them take over the world. And if you don't believe that, you know, I've been talking about how much in the U.S. China has bought up agricultural investments, but they're doing the same thing around the rest of the world. Their investment in land, in dirt, around the rest of the world has grown tenfold in 10 years. The Communist Chinese Party has supported investments all over the world in agriculture, economic development plans for food supply, the food supply chain. So they may be leading in the U.S., the creation of the Chinese-owned agricultural land monopoly, but they're doing the same thing everywhere else. The rest of the world better be waking up because they don't want this to help the rest of the world. They want it to help themselves. Wake up to this. Wake up, please, to what's going on. And I'm the only guy in the air with my colleagues, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, talking about this. Nobody else talking about this.
No.
In fact,
they get tamped down. I mean, this is the thing that's so ridiculous, is that this group of House Republicans passed a bill that would have allowed at least some punishment that reported. We talked about it. Some of the key findings from China satellite imagery indicating that they lied about how long they've had this disease in their country. And not one Democrat would vote with them to pass it through. Why? Why?
Yeah.
Why is this a partisan thing? I mean, this should be something that everybody's concerned about.
Well, is it is this sort of the feel good? This is the way to deal with a liberal thinking. I don't even like that term because I think it's irrelevant. I don't think it applies to anything, but people understand what I'm saying when I use the term a liberal. It's to my, look at California. It's not even liberal. It's
we're the petri dish for what is
like nonsense. It's the craziest of the crazies are there. 16 after the hour. Speaking of that, we get an idea about what the lieutenant governor is going to do, what she's saying about replacing Cuomo after this. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America that answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
All right, so you know how I feel about, what's-her-face, the vice president, Kamala Harris? I feel the same way about Kathy Hochul. People say I'm a sexist because I don't like women in government. No, that's not true at all. I don't like
incompetence. You don't like people in government.
I don't like government.
You're sort of like a low-key anarchist.
Okay, low-key anarchist. So
the worst thing you can do is get elected, and then Doug's like, nope, can't be supportive of you.
See you later. So this Kathy Hochul, that's how you pronounce her name, right?
Hochul, I think.
Says she's going to create a safe work environment when she replaces Governor Cuomo.
Where was she?
Yeah. Why? Thank you. What's
Hello?
She been doing all this time? Ding, ding, ding. Anybody home? No.
Because apparently, I mean, according to Victoria, and I don't know how New York works, but Victoria says that they run together as like a ticket.
Yeah.
So if you knew that this was going on, and it seems like it was a pretty terribly
I think there's in the new Webster's dictionary, Merriam-Webster, there's the word opportunist, and there's no definition, just a picture of this woman next to the word opportunist. So anyway, the business about Cuomo goes back. She shouldn't get too comfortable because he will run again if he can. People have short memories, it would seem.
And she was thinking, to be fair, she was thinking about running next year. So we'll see how she does.
Anyway. So who's the new lieutenant governor there? What happens?
I don't know. I don't know how the upgrade process works. We'll have to look into that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, they have open. Well, there's got to be some
way. I don't know
if
she gets to pick somebody, though. She may get to pick somebody temporarily.
Well, apparently, okay, how about Hillary for lieutenant governor? Anybody want to raise your hand? Hillary!
Why not?
Lieutenant governor. Yeah. Woo-ha. Jay and Victoria. Wait a minute. No, Victoria's not here. What am I doing? This is like out of habit. Jennifer and Jay and Doug, you're 21 after the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, this is this is distressing and somewhat distracting. The DJB program with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn, focusing now on social media, Twitter, at DJB Show, Facebook.com/DJB Show, Instagram. What are your thoughts about Britney Spears? Are they somewhat gauged by looking at all the things that are coming from these itsy-bitsy spiders? I kind of look at when I see some of the people referring to Jamie Lynn as a spider, all I can think of is that little, is that a poem from when we were children? Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Oh, oh yeah, one of the nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
Up the water spout.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so Lynn, Jamie Lynn is the daughter or the sister, and Lynn is the mother, is that right?
Yeah, okay, so Jamie's the dad, Lynn's the mom, Jamie Lynn is Brittany's younger sister, and then there's a brother, Brian. And Britney Spears are coming hard for Jamie Lynn, even posting to their mom, Lynn's Instagram. What parent names their kids a combination of their own names?
I had a girl that I liked when I was in sixth grade. Her name was Betty Lou Mayo. Her father was Lou. Her mother was Betty, thus Betty Lou. Okay.
It's just confusing.
Yes, it is.
Maybe that's my own judgmental opinion. Anyway, I digress. Not point of the story. Mom, Lynn, posted
I was thinking
a thing
about what your name would be if you did that. Mike Dore.
Doris Michelle.
Yeah,
Doris. The female version of Michael. Or I do like Michael for... I like boys' names for girls, too. Like Michael.
Like Michael Lerner, the actress. Remember her from House on the Prairie? Little House on the... Like Michael... Wasn't that her name, Michael Leonard? Huh? What do you mean, no? Wasn't that who that was?
I mean, I remember Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I never watched that one.
Check it out, see if I'm not right, Jennifer, while Jay continues here.
So anyway, I feel like the story is super anticlimactic now. Lynn posted a big old spiderweb photo to Instagram, and Britney's fans were like, oh, Jamie Lynn decorated her home, because she's, as they've been saying, she's been spinning a web of lies, trying to say that she supports Britney. She's always supported Britney. Even the mom has come out, and she's getting some hate about, like, why aren't you supporting your own daughter? What do you have to gain? And Lynn has even been saying, I don't speak out on any of this. I do everything through my attorneys, do your research. It just seems like Lynn's responses are a lot like Jamie Lynn's, the sisters.
Okay.
It's like Brittany.
I don't see any girl Michaels in the cast of Little House on the Prairie.
Maybe it was something else.
There is a child actress right now whose name is Michael, I believe. I can't remember if her name's a hyphenate. It's something Michael or Michael something.
All right, let me check
it
out.
It felt really cool.
While you rip apart the new Jeopardy hosts, this is, well, these people both.
I'm not going to hate it, actually. I don't think.
No.
The executive producer, I don't know. We've heard multiple reports about this guy's personality. So, I mean, who knows what's really true. But I have been saying all along that I think having an unknown fill-in for him is going to be a lot better than someone who's already going to bring celebrity to it. So I think it could be a worse choice.
Yeah, wow. As far as celebrity goes, I think Maya Bialik was a good choice because she's known for being like a rocket scientist anyway.
And she's not going to do real Jeopardy. She's going to do the spinoff.
Yeah, like Jeopardy National College Championship and everything.
Yeah.
Ken Jennings, who was a fan favorite, he is joining the show. He's going to be a consulting producer.
Really?
But fans were upset about LeVar Burton. Everybody was like, LeVar Burton wanted this. The fans wanted it. Like, just give us LeVar Burton.
All right, Michael Leonard, we have time for this, we got a minute or two. Michael Leonard, an Emmy Award-winning actress, born April 9th, 1939. She was raised in Connecticut. So those of you who don't think that I know what I'm talking about,
she
appeared as Olivia Walton. Let's see here.
On the Waltons, not on Little House on the Prairie.
What I say, the Waltons, all right, that's why I said
that.
Yeah, I got it, all right. Well, listen, I can't get them all right, right? I don't like nothing about the new Jeopardy thrills me. It's Alex or nothing, so with me, it's nothing.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
By law, the 43 states with more than one representative in D.C. must redistrict after each census to account for population shifts within the state, as well as to add or remove congressional districts. The 2020 census is in, and redistricting has begun. Texas, Florida, and North Carolina will gain a House seat each. An independent commission will draw maps in Colorado and Montana, each gaining a seat as well. Let's get a Dixie Fire update burning in Northern California. Tim Berg reports.
The Dixie Fire is now the 15th most destructive fire in California history. It's also the second largest in state history. It's burned close to 500,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 structures. Cal Fire saying the blaze could grow even more with this week's hotter and drier conditions. The fire sparked on July 14th and is burning in Butte, Plumas, Lassen, and Tehama counties.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
CBS News Station WRGB is reporting nearly $9 million has been paid by New York taxpayers for disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal defense fees. And more funds are expected to be spent as his attorneys are charging the state $600 to $900 an hour. Breaking down what happens now on Fox News is Jonas Spilbor, a criminal defense lawyer.
That report from Letitia James is not going to be evidence that's going to be used against him in a criminal court. It is one big giant hearsay exception. So where taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill some more is when prosecutors, if prosecutors want to actually file charges and prosecute him, it's going to be on the prosecution, i.e. the taxpayers, to bring those individuals back into court, the subpoena fees, the witness fees, the expert fees, etc. So we're still going to be paying for that. But the good news is Cuomo would be privately paying for his own defense if criminal charges are eventually brought. That's a little bit of good news for us taxpayers.
New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over as governor in less than 2 weeks.
But make no mistake, our work has already begun, and I know this year and a half has been so challenging for families and businesses across our state. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's getting easier. The Delta variant is still raging, and it's going to take all of us to defeat it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 34 after the hour, bringing all the players together. It's about you and your being indestructible. Good to have you here. It is, it's kind of, it's important to feel like you're strong. Don't you think so, ladies? It's important to be seeing things and hearing things and understanding things, paying attention. That's what makes you strong. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn. Jay Kirsch of Victoria is off today. So the judge, can you help me, Victoria? Well, actually, I mean, Jennifer, have us understand the Dominion defamation suits. What are these all about? I see that Giuliani's involved. Who's involved in all of these things, the allegedly false statements that have been made by all these people? What do we need to know? Or do we need to know?
So, is it important? Well, I think it's important. So after the 2020 election, one of the theories that was being floated when tackling the issue of voter fraud is that there was something going on with the Dominion voting machines. And the Dominion was this big, mysterious company that really, quite admittedly, I tried to do some research on it myself to see what was going on. It was connected
Who's
to Canada. It's really hard to tell you. I don't know. South America, Colombia. I mean, all of these webs and connections
Chinese
where,
to be
they
in there somewhere.
Done, where they have done work and collected voter information. So the Dominion company was called out by Rudy Giuliani, by Sidney Powell, who said hey, there was some funny business when results were collected and ran through these machines. Now, Dominion had denied that all along. So Dominion went after and sued a lot of these people who would, I guess, be called Trump allies for saying that there was a problem with the Dominion machine. So Mike Lindell is one that's got the lawsuit. They're suing pretty much every conservative media outlet. Newsmax, One America News, Fox News have all received lawsuits from Dominion. And one of the questions was whether or not this judge would toss out the Dominion defamation suits against Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell. And this federal judge rejected that bid to throw these out. Now, this was someone who, I guess, according to reports, this was a Trump appointee judge as well. So just looking at the law, they say that Dominion has the right to pursue this case against the mayor, the former mayor of New York, against Mike Lindell, against Sidney Powell, and others who were named in this lawsuit. They say that the narrative was led with malice, and that's the argument that they're going to try to make in front of the court.
All right, speaking of malice, I have plenty toward Tucker Carlson. It's pretty no secret.
I know, it's funny. Boom. I don't know why you don't like him so much. I feel like he's pretty harmless, but...
Really? Well, he just...
Hey,
maybe he is,
folks,
and he's trying to come across as someone who's not to gain attention. I see that the National Security Agency's Inspector General is investigating allegations that the NSA improperly targeted poor Tucker, and apparently some whistleblower informed Tucker Carlson that the NSA was after him. Do we know who the whistleblower is, or is this a figment of his
imagination? I think it's an anonymous source, but the whistleblower read a direct text message to Tucker Carlson that he had sent to one other person privately. That's the story that he claims.
So now, why would the world care?
I don't deny him.
Why would the NSA give a good
This has been going on forever. I mean, look at it was James Rosen during the Obama administration who was spied on. There are some reporters who are now saying they were spied on by the Trump administration. It wouldn't surprise me if Tucker Carlson was spied on by the Biden administration. Not at all.
Why? Why would they
care? Because he's a leading voice in conservative media.
Let me ask you this.
Why would Obama spy on James Rosen?
That's a good question.
You don't even know who that is.
No, that's what I'm saying. Who cares? Why are we wasting
our taxpayer dollars? He was the former White House reporter for Fox News during the Obama administration. Why would it be necessary to listen to his conversations with his mother?
Too much free cash, too much money, too many people working for the government, looking into things like this. Why would anybody give a good rat's you-know-what about Tucker Carlson?
Well, and if it's okay for Tucker Carlson, who else are they listening to?
It's not okay for these other people either.
What other private citizens are getting spied on?
Yeah, right, exactly. It brings me back to the Nixon days of using the IRS against his enemies.
Oh, so you don't have to go back to Nixon. It was Obama was using the IRS. Lois Lerner got popped for it because they were targeting conservative groups.
Yeah. Okay.
Got
a good story. You ready?
Sure. Ready.
Okay. This is the story of L.C. Smith, also known as Buckshot to his friends. He's 92 years old. Guess what he's done all of his life for work? Want to take a guess? And he's still doing it at the age
of 92. Something with a gun, right?
Yep. You're right. Buckshot.
Gives it away. Okay. What was he doing?
Well, he doesn't use the gunshot. He doesn't use the buckshot. He doesn't use the rifle every day. He's wearing a holster and a gun because he is the oldest working policeman in America. At the age of 92, he still pounds a beat in Camden, Arkansas. Newsweek magazine carrying a story this week about this guy who said, quote, "I just like police work. I love to help people." Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could clone this guy? He's on his patrol 4 days a week. He's known to everybody in this city of 2,500, been there forever. He says, all the rest of my family's dead. I'm all by myself. So my life is spent going around and helping people. I'm a deacon of my church. I have a girlfriend whose name is Aura.
I love this guy, too.
Yeah. He was sort of forced into... He had semi-forced retirement 10 years ago when he was 82. He didn't like it. So he went to another community. He was working in one community, and he went to Camden because they told him that they would hire him. He says, my motto is I try to be fair with everybody. I've taken people home to take care of them. I've taken people to jail because that's where they belonged. My thing is, if you have a child home without a parent, there needs to be some check-in. So I would check on a lot of youngsters at home. Anyway, they learn their lessons. Children today learn their lessons if you spend time with them. I'd like to have this guy for a grandfather. And really, 92 years old, police officer, Camden, Arkansas.
That's amazing.
L.C. Smith. Good for him. No plans to quit either. All right, so there's a...
And good for news. I don't say enough about
for them
media.
To keep him on the job.
Yeah, but keeping him on the job, but also profiling this guy's story.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yep. Very good. Nicely done. All right, 41 after the hour. In the moment that I'm in where my head is at right now, I'm worried. I'm concerned about something that's approaching the earth. I have to talk about that with you to see if I can't feel better right after this.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Don't forget our DJV download every single day, the highlights of the program. In case you miss them, we've got it. Help yourself. The suspension of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul, we talk about that in the current podcast. Every time I say there's something about her, Victoria's not here today, so she can't razz and dazz on me. Jay, you understand. I think I explained it to you, what it was. There's something about her that... Whatever it is, it just...
She's attractive.
Yeah, I find her... I don't find what she says attractive, but I find her attractive. All right, we were just talking...
Yeah. What did you say?
Put her on mute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I just was saying to Jennifer and to Jay off air, I'm looking at video of this Hochul, whatever her name is, from New York. There's a bad actor here. I can tell I've been doing this for a long time. I've interviewed tens of thousands of people. I've been around people. I just can tell you by their body language and the way they look kind of what they're about. And I can tell you this woman is bad news. There's something about her that really is sticking in my craw. Now, people, if Victoria were here, she'd say, well, would you say that about a guy? Absolutely. Jennifer, over the years, have heard me talk plenty about it.
I think a lot of people who would say something like that, you could say, yes, that's sexist. But you are pretty equal
I'm an equal opportunity.
I mean, I've been here less than a year, and I've already heard it across the board.
Thank you. Okay, so there is a big problem. Everybody ready for this?
Yeah.
Don't be alarmed, though, according to scientists. These are, I love it. When they tell you there's something headed for the Earth, look
out! Don't worry.
But don't worry.
Right.
Right. The odds are still quite low that this new asteroid that these people have found called Bennu, B-E-N-N-U, the odds are slim that this asteroid will slam into the Earth 100 years from now.
There are worse ways to go. Bring the asteroids on.
Well, I'd rather not have the asteroids.
It'd be quick.
I'd rather not know about it ahead of time.
You'd go with your family.
We'll become the next world's fossil fuel. Right? You see a picture of this thing?
That's deep.
Thank you. Take a look at the picture from Cape Canaveral from NASA. There's a picture of this thing. How'd they get it? If it's 100 years away, how can they even tell?
I know. Doesn't that blow your mind?
Huh? 100 years away, maybe 200 years away. This is a space rock about the size of New York City. How about that? No. Well, the study's being done in Pasadena as well there, Jennifer. I love Pasadena, by the way.
Yeah, it's my neighborhood.
Yeah, what a great town. Anyway, the odds of a strike here. Everybody ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
1 in 2,700.
That's really not all that high.
As it gets over the next century, they will lessen to 1 in 1,750. The path now is being measured by the NASA OSIRIS-REx spacecraft. Who even knew that there was a spacecraft call? I don't remember that launch. Anyway, the fellow who runs this division of NASA says, don't worry, the situation is improving. The odds are better.
Great.
So anyway, they expect samples of this thing to hit our solar system in 2023. So it's going to come from wherever it's coming. And it is. Is there such a thing as knowing too much?
Yes.
Maybe.
Absolutely. Huh? Absolutely,
1,000%. Yeah.
What are we going to do about this anyway?
Right.
Well, maybe we can send
so
Bruce Willis up, or we can, up to blow it up. He could do that, right?
That's good. That's
with
that.
Get rid
Bruce
of them.
Like,
just leave Ben here.
And Ben, I was going to say Ben can't go on this trip. He's got too many important things to do with Bennifer.
That's right. Jennifer. Like J Lo.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Who else was on that trip? Michael Duncan. He's dead. That crazy actor with the crazy eyes. What was his name?
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. He could go.
Wow, good call, Jay.
That was good,
Jay.
Yeah, no.
When you said crazy actor, crazy eyes, I was blanking.
Right. And then there was the other movie that was the same year that had Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall. He got
it. What was it? Independence Day? And then there was the
other one. No. That was the getting the bad guys from out of this world. No, this was the asteroid. They were both about asteroids, blowing up asteroids. And in the end, Bruce Willis got, he was the only one who got killed.
Oh, Armageddon is what it was called.
Armageddon, but the other one that Robert Duvall was in, everybody got it. They saved the world. All right, so here we are at 10 before the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperT.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperT.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperT.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For Dr. Ken to answer some of your questions. It's questions for Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with question number one having to do with osteoarthritis and whether it increases the risk for Parkinson's. Does it make a difference how old the patient is, Ken?
Doug, this comes out of arthritis care and research in the week of June 9th of this year. We learned that older adults with osteoarthritis are at increased risk for developing Parkinson's disease later in life. Although osteoarthritis, this is the wear and tear type of arthritis as opposed to rheumatoid when the body actually attacks the joints. So although osteoarthritis can affect the hands, knees, hips, and spine, those with the knee and hip forms, Doug, have a higher risk for Parkinson's than those with the other types of the condition.
Uh-huh. All right. Good for all of us to understand the Parkinson thing sort of is in the same league as Alzheimer's, isn't it? And some of the diseases of the brain, but it just affects your body differently.
Right. The common denominator is coming from the brain. One is more of a movement disorder, Parkinson's, and one is more of a thinking and memory disorder, Alzheimer's.
Okay. All right. Next question comes on the heels of some information about diabetics, the percentage of those who have diabetes who have good sugar control. Isn't there a direct correlation between your sugar number, and I think you've always told me it's supposed to be about 5.7 or something, and those who get type 2 diabetes?
Right. You're talking about hemoglobin A1C now, which is an approximately 3-month average of your blood sugar, as opposed to also measuring it as a fasting single blood sugar, a spot sugar that you get also from a blood test. And out of the New England Journal of Medicine in June, we learned that the percentage of adults with diabetes in America who are effectively controlling their blood sugar dropped to fewer than 51%. In 2018 from just over 57% in 2010. These are the most recent numbers we have. So there's been a real decline in blood sugar control from a decade ago. And overall, only a small proportion, Doug, of people with diabetes are simultaneously meeting the key goals of blood sugar control, blood pressure control, and control of high cholesterol. And these trends really need to be a wake-up call, since they mean that millions of Americans with diabetes are at higher risk for major complications. Complications of diabetes can affect from head to toe, take away your ability to perform sexually, heart attacks, strokes, blindness, kidney failure, you name it, ability to have your nervous system work properly, sensation, movement, all of these things. Horrible. Get your diabetes checked and controlled, because it'll really change the quality of your life as you get older.
Okay. As a cardiologist, how many of the people that you see in your practice have diabetes, or is how much of the cause of the circulatory issues that people have comes because they're diabetic?
Way too much. And this is where obesity becomes such a huge cause of heart disease, because obesity is such a huge cause of type 2 diabetes, which then causes havoc to the circulation from head to toe. So I see these as heart attacks and strokes, and this is why keeping yourself at ideal body weight is so important for prevention, and why 80% of coronary disease, which leads to a heart attack or atherosclerosis in the carotids, leads to 70% of strokes. So much of strokes and heart attacks can be prevented by keeping the blood sugar, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the weight all under control, not smoking, keeping the mental stress under control. When the doctor says it's okay, getting into a healthy exercise program and eating healthy, all these things can keep yourself away from 80% of heart attacks.
You know, we've had enough dinners together for you to know that I'm averse to eating meat. I saw a study: not eating meat at dinner can reduce your risk of heart disease by 10%. You buying that?
Well, I think meat should be a treat. I don't want to say you should never have a steak. I mean, but it should be a treat. You don't want to make it an everyday occurrence, and these should be treats.
All right, so you don't want to go out every night and have, well, you don't want to have a greasy hamburger every day.
Right.
Some people
want to
do.
You want to eat the Mediterranean diet, but realize the treats are okay.
All right, that helps you with heart disease. Okay, answers to good questions. Keep them up. Thank you very much. You can always get to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. It's easy enough to do that. DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Check him out at Lake Cardiology. Dial up. If you'd like to have an appointment there, 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Stephan at 59 past the hour.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.